I'm getting in early workouts these days, so I'm there 7 o'clock in the morning, a bit too bright and early, but still going good, still going good.
We are, can you believe it, into week 4.
I know, it is crazy, crazy. I was actually only thinking this the other day, because I was going home for a wedding, and it was just like, whoa, I'm happy, Drew, what the heck? Lucy did a quick little check-in this morning, not a full set of measurements or anything, but it was going down again, and I was like, this is amazing.
I've got good news on my stats as well. It was Stephen looking after me on Monday, and 4 pounds on, which is exactly what I needed.
Excellent.
Fat removed, muscle going on, I'm delighted. And
that's
I can see
exactly.
It.
Well, that's it too. I suppose I wasn't seeing it as much as everybody else, but when I was all dressed up at the weekend, I was like, oh, look at me. And I started to see it then too, and I was like, yes, this is amazing.
Silly things like posture. I've noticed I'm standing straighter now.
Well, I had a little pep talk from Lucy actually the other day about my posture and everything.
Oh, you got that too, did you?
Yeah, and you know what? I do think about it. Even right now, I'm like, oh, sit back a bit straighter. Shoulders back, you know, and yeah, you're right. It does, it kind of just gets in there.
Something else I'm noticing on this adventure, Aisling, is summer bodies are made in the kitchen mainly. It is about the diet, isn't it?
So much so. And you know what though? I didn't believe the guys that I wouldn't be hungry and whatever, but actually I'm not, and I don't have like mad cravings or anything like for anything. So that's probably a good sign. Like, I'm actually doing great, like, which I thought I wouldn't, because like it's a lot of fish and a lot of things that I wouldn't normally have in my diet, and I'm actually quite enjoying it. So yeah, it's good. I suppose it's helpful as well though, the weather is really nice, so it's like, yeah, I'm not missing my carbs, like, you know, that kind of way.
I haven't missed bread, pasta or rice at all, or potatoes. No.
Yeah, but you're so right, it is a big huge component of it.
And the mind, and I had a chat with Melda this morning, and she took me through using the unconscious mind and speaking about, you know, the mind being the tip of the iceberg, the bit we use generally, but what's untapped beneath the surface, and that, bringing that not just only into your fitness regime and into the gym, but bringing it into your work life, into your relationships,
everything.
How powerful it can be.
She has had some chats with me as well, and even, you know, she has got me thinking of like times where I was just like delighted with myself, you know, just to even tap into that, to kind of like, because some mornings I come in and at 7 o'clock and I'm like, oh, but I do leave with a pep in my step, which is crazy. And I think it is definitely like a lot of that mind play, you know, because there's times when I'm like, I gotta do one more, not to mind a whole other set of reps, and then suddenly like I've done a set of 6 and it's actually 10 that I've done, you know, that kind of way. I'm like, whoa.
And your weights are all up, I hear.
Yes. Sneaky Lucy.
Sneaky Lucy, but we love her for it. We do love her for it. Aisling Barrett, we will continue the journey for 2 more weeks, and I think we're going to get the result that you and I both wanted. In fact, I know we are at this stage. What do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. I can't see it going any other way, which is fantastic.
And the photographer, by the way, is booked, just to let you know that. Comparisons
Great.
Will be made, and we'll let Wicklow decide if it worked or not.
I'm sure that everybody will be saying the exact same, for sure.
Chat to you next week. Thanks, Ash.
Bye.
Bye.